Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
I want to encourage you to open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 14. 1 Samuel chapter 14 will be the context of our study tonight. And we're going to be looking at a lesson that I've entitled, Against All Odds. We face a number of different obstacles in our lives, many different challenges that befall us during the time in which we are here in this world. And sometimes it seems as if the odds are really and truly stacked against us. And tonight I want to make sure that I communicate, above all, is that that is not God's doing, but rather that is a way in which Satan operates to try and get you and me as members of the Lord's church to question our God and to challenge our faith that we might walk away from God. Yet we know, though, is that God is very faithful and that God wants each and every one of us to succeed in our walk with Him so that we will someday be able to dwell in heaven with Him in the end. And for this reason, not only do we understand that God knows the things that we go through, as well as that God is operating providentially through the laws of nature and through humanity, we also realize is that God has given us time in Scripture. He's given us events in Scripture, as well as people in Scripture to help us understand the way in which He is going to help us to be able to be victorious in our lives. When I think about the working of God, I realize is that as I read and study from the Bible, is that every instance that we have in the Scripture, we know that it is inspired by God, meaning that God has communicated it, but all that we find in Scripture is very important, most significant, or else it would not be there. And therefore, every story that we find, these stories are true, and these stories are meant not only to teach us concerning these individuals, but also they serve as examples. They serve as lessons for our lives. And many of these great Bible stories are oftentimes overlooked. Dale read for us a few moments ago in Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, wherefore things written aforetime were written for our learning. So tonight, as we're looking back at 1 Samuel chapter 14, and lessons that we can learn in regard to Jonathan and Saul and Israel and the Philistines, I want us to understand that the context here of this lesson is usually one that is not brought forth. So therefore tonight, I want us to understand what's going on contextually, and then in like figure, I want us to see the depth of the way in which God operated in and through Jonathan. God offers many lessons through Jonathan. Jonathan is Saul's son, and we read from time to time and we learn about the relationship that Jonathan and David had. And those lessons are very important. But tonight, there's a lesson in regard to what Jonathan did in this context that is very applicable to our lives. So therefore, tonight, let's examine what's going on here contextually, and let's learn together as we understand more about our God and our help as we go through life. When we look at the context, I believe that it is brought forth from chapter 13, verses 1 through verse 21, is that the Philistines are now occupying the land. The Philistines worked against the children of Israel, God's people, continually throughout the Old Testament Scripture. And what we understand is that God had promised the children of Israel that He was always going to be with them. So long as they walked with God, God was going to be there with them, to battle with them and for them in all types of situations. And the people that they were coming up against, they stood against God and they stood against God's people. And the Philistines are a group of people who fit into that category. Constantly, they are at odds with God's people. And what we find then in the context of 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 22 and verse 23, the Israelites now stand with no weapon of defense. Therefore, they're facing their enemy, and they do not have any way of being able to be successful because they do not have the weaponry to be able to engage in battle with them. They were in an extremely terrible state. And not only do we find that they do not have weapons, they are now hiding as a result of the situation of which they find themselves in. Thankfully, though, I present tonight that Jonathan was there. And this picks up then in 1 Samuel chapter 14 in the context verses 1 through verse 23. And what do we find then going on here? The Bible teaches us is that Saul had about 600 men sitting with him at Gilboa. And in regard to this matter, they are hiding, as I've already alluded to. They are not engaging because of the fact that they do not have weaponry. And then in like figure, it appears as if they are extremely intimidated as well as scared because of the situation of which they're in. It's interesting in this context, though, is that Jonathan, unawares to his father, he invites his men to engage against the Philistines, more specifically his armor bearer. And the armor bearer, in regard to what it is that is suggested and what it is that Jonathan is wanting to do, he accepts the challenge to go with him. And note the context of what we find in 1 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 6. It is said in this context, it may be that the Lord will work with us. That within itself is a sermon, is it not? I believe that we find here is that this individual realized the way in which God had promised and promises that God had made to the children of Israel from time to time and along the way. I believe also it shows us is that not only was this individual aware of promises that God has made to his people, but also the way in which God had faithfully been there for his people. And it may be, as is said in this context, that the Lord will work with us. In regard to the matter, it is identified by Jonathan unto his armor bearer. God will give us a sign in regard to whether or not we are to approach the Philistines. And what is that sign? Whenever they see us, we're going to come out. And whenever they see us, if they say, wait, do not come unto us, and that's paraphrase, then we will know is that we're not supposed to go because this is a sign from the Lord. But if they see us and they say, come here, then this is God showing us, telling us, is that now is a time for us to engage. According to what we find in the context, whenever they appear before them, it is revealed that they are challenged or told to come on unto them. The scripture identifies is that Jonathan crawls up, and whenever he then is seen and as he is approached, then the armor bearer comes and they're able to kill about 20 men within about a half acre of land. The context also shows us in regard to the matter is that the time finally came whenever Saul sees kind of what's going on and then inquires as to Jonathan and his armor bearer. In regard to the matter, he realizes now that they are not there, and they come out and they battle against the Philistines and they defeat them as they flee. And I want to draw your attention to what is said here in verse 23. So the Lord saved Israel that day, and the battle shifted to Beth Evan. You see, in regard to what God had promised Israel, he did not show them, or he did not tell them, or he did not suggest that everything's always going to be easy. He did not in any way say that they would not face difficult situations from time to time, that they would have enemies, that they would not have enemies. He always told them, trust in me. I'm always there for you, with you. I'm going to be there to see you through no matter what. And therefore, we know is that what we find in regard to the context here, God kept his promise unto these people as they trusted and relied constantly upon our God. What are some lessons that we can take away then for our lives? There are times in our lives. In fact, sometimes, especially the older we grow, it seems as if there are many times in our lives where that Satan will not leave us alone. And I believe that this is especially true whenever he's dealing with members of the Lord's church. If he's dealing with people in the world, he already has them. However, with you and me, as my brothers and sisters in Christ, I look out amongst the church tonight and I see members who are faithful to the Lord, people who are in love with God, with Christ. and you're striving diligently to live your life for God, I see that. God knows that about you, and Satan also knows. And for that reason, he's always coming after us to take us, to destroy our faith and to take us away from our God. And for this reason, I presented, as is put on the PowerPoint tonight, the devil is always working to put us into a corner. A corner is a phrase, if you would, or to back us into a corner is a phrase that probably we're all, if not, I'm going to explain it, accustomed to, and that is that if you're backed into a corner, you don't have anywhere to go. And that's what Satan wants us to think whenever it comes to the way in which he operates in our lives in his pursuit to take us away from our God. But my friends, with respect to the matter, God wants us to be armed. He wants us to be properly equipped for the warfare. That's the way in which God looks at the situations that Satan puts us in, the way in which Satan is always coming after us. He looks at it as warfare. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through verse 17, the terminology describes as much. And warfare, hence also there comes battle. And therefore God sees us as his children, as members of the church, as soldiers who are fighting in his army. In the Old Testament, we have the children of Israel who were constantly serving in armed forces, if you would, against their enemies. And now, as Christians, we are soldiers in the Lord's army, fighting for our lives, as well as fighting for the lives of those of like precious faith, of our brothers and sisters in Christ, of our fellow soldiers. And in order for us to be successful, God gives us our armor to be able to protect us. He gives us our weaponry to be able to defend our faith. And these things that are most important for protecting us, these weapons that are essential for us being able to survive and to defeat Satan in his pursuit to destroy us, all of this comes from our reading and studying of God's Word and applying the teachings, the standards to our everyday walk of life. The Lord also not only shows us that we can and that we must be properly armed and equipped for the warfare, but God, the Lord, promises to fight with us and for us. He's done this all along. The book of Exodus chapter 14 and verse 14 with the children of Israel. The Lord was there with Israel in that context. And in the New Testament, we understand in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and verse 20, as Christians are told to go out into all the world and to make disciples, verse 20 is so significant here to the point. He says that the Lord will be with us throughout the age. He's always there, aware of what's going on. He's always there beside us, no matter what. The book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5 also shares this same hope and promise with us. I will not leave you nor forsake you. And therefore, whenever everything's going right, we know that God's with us. Amen. And God also says whenever things aren't going right, whenever you're chased by the devil, whenever you're faced with the challenges of life, whenever you feel like you cannot take any more, whenever it appears as if you've been backed into a corner and there's no way out, God says, understand that I am faithful and I'm faithfully there to help you no matter what. What is it that God is teaching us going back to 1 Samuel chapter 14 and then also that God would want us to learn as it would be applicable in the New Testament to our lives as Christians? And that is that Satan can be defeated, and at that point, he will leave us alone. And I'll have more to say about that in a minute. You see, who was responsible, going back to 1 Samuel chapter 14, for the Philistines occupying the land and for them coming against the children of Israel? It was Satan. He was working then. And as he worked then, so also he works today. And what we find, though, is that when God's people did, in the context with Jonathan and eventually then Saul and all of Israel coming together to embattle against them, and God working with them, is that the devil was able to be defeated. And as they're fleeing, it's symbolic, if you would, of the way in which the devil flees from us whenever you and I stand firm in the faith, whenever we lean and trust continually upon God. Yes, Satan can be defeated, and he leaves us alone for the moment anyway. And I stress that for the moment, because the second that we think that we have arrived, that time when we believe that we have been victorious and we let our guard down, then Satan will make his way back in. And he'll do the same things all over again, and maybe even to a greater level. And therefore, brothers and sisters in Christ, it is imperative, it is most important for us to be aware of the way in which Satan operates, and then also to be aware and trusting of God and lean continually upon Him in our lives. Against all odds, I will take whatever odds that Satan lays out there, knowing full well that the one that I live for, the one that I am blessed to be able to be a part of His kingdom, my God and our God, is that He is on our side. And therefore, no matter how dim a situation looks, no matter how challenging Satan can be towards my faith, and I want to stress even towards your faith, is that we need to know is that with God on our side, no matter how the odds are stacked against us, we can indeed be victorious through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Are you here tonight and outside of Christ? Understand that God patiently waits. He longs for your salvation. And yet at the same time, while this is His desire for you to be saved, He gives you that chance. He gives the power to you to be able to respond or to reject Him. If you're subject to His call tonight in need of prayer or to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin, please come now.